Good morning, it's Friday, May 13th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect mainly cloudy with intermittent evening rain. Temperatures are a high of 60 degrees and a low of 46 degrees. The rest of the weekend looks wet with temperatures in the low 60s and low 50s. A team that investigates police uses of force is examining after a Pierce County deputy shot someone near Frederickson. The sheriff's department said all deputies involved are okay. It happened Thursday near 160th Street East and 62nd Avenue East. Nathan Morris lives near South Hill and said he was driving home along Canyon Road when he saw a lot of police at the intersection. Morris said he saw a silver car speeding away with several police vehicles in pursuit, and described making eye contact with the driver in a message to the News Tribune. Morris said he saw the car cut down a side street and didn't realize what he saw until later. The Pierce County Sheriff Department is using incentives to prevent an historical mass exodus. Pierce County received $175 million in federal aid to respond to the coronavirus pandemic, and will allocate $4 million in bonuses for deputies. The County Council passed budget adjustments Tuesday, including a $10,000 retention bonus for each sheriff's deputy. Pierce County Sheriff Department's Sergeant Darren Moss said the $10,000 retention bonus would show deputies are appreciated and give them reasons to stay. The sheriff's department is short 50 funded deputy positions, and the sheriff expects more than 50 departures this year. The department is budgeted for about 344 deputy positions. 21 people are homeless after an apartment fire in Steilacoom. West Pierce Fire and Rescue said all residents safely evacuated from the building in the 100 block of Village Green Loop. The alarm came in around 8:30 a.m. Thursday. West Pierce spokesperson Hallie McCurdy said the cause of the fire is under investigation. The Red Cross has been informed. An Army parachutist is safe after crews rescued him from a high spot. The man got tangled 100 feet above American Lake Veterans Golf Course in Lakewood after he flew off course and landed in a tree Thursday afternoon. Crews from West Pierce Fire and Rescue used their ladder truck's 100-foot-long ladder to trim limbs from the tree, enabling the parachutist to climb down. He wasn't hurt after spending roughly an hour in the treetop. West Pierce spokesperson Hallie McCurdy said the man was just very thankful they were able to get him down. The golf course is across Interstate 5 from the main portion of Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Two initiatives that appeared to be on their way for approval in Tacoma won't get reviewed until next year. The City Council approved a resolution at Tuesday's session to modify the timelines for proposed code amendments, involving the use of shipping containers for storage and housing, and allowance of electric fences for businesses in more locations. For now, electric fences are prohibited except for sites zoned industrial or by variance in other districts. A memo to council members acknowledged the sense of urgency from businesses looking for a way to combat thefts and criminal activity, but said, quote, "There are great concerns about equity, health, and safety regarding expansion of electric fences into areas outside of industrial zones that must be properly addressed." The second initiative is the alternate use of shipping containers limited to industrial districts or for temporary uses in other areas. The memo also suggested that, quote, "evaluating shipping containers as innovative housing options should be considered with Home in Tacoma Phase 2, end quote. The city of Sumner is keeping an eye out for vandals after someone hacked away at trees on park property. City staff discovered on May 10 that 13 trees were damaged in Loyalty Park. City spokesperson Carmen Palmer said they're not sure if it's a hatchet or a knife. The city's arborist thinks the trees can recover from the vandalism but is worried that the trees may be unable to take any more injuries. The trees were the only parts of the park that were vandalized. Palmer said they need to think about the tree's strength in storms and wind after it's been damaged and weakened. She said it may cost the city between $350,000 to $380,000 to replace all 13 fully grown trees. Not to mention trees are slow growing, which means it would take some time for residents and visitors to enjoy the shade new trees would bring. The 11th annual Gig Harbor Beer Festival returns to its regular date this year. The festival for those 21 and older will be Saturday, May 14, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Uptown Gig Harbor Pavilion on Point Fosdick Drive. Usually this festival is the weekend after Mother's Day, but with the pandemic, the 2020 event was canceled and the 2021 event was postponed until July of that year, said event producer John Fosberg. Tickets are $32 and can be purchased online, in person at Gig Harbor Brewing's Harbor Tap Room and Tacoma Tap Room and Brewery until Friday, or at the event. Proceeds benefit the Gig Harbor Kiwanis Club. The ticket grants admission, a 5-ounce festival cup while supplies last, and 10 taster tokens which are good at all the booths. Cocktails will also be available. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT Offers for more information.